Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Optimize your nutrition this year with Factor, America's number one ready-to-eat meal service. Factor's fresh, never-frozen meals are dietitian-approved, ready to eat in just 2 minutes. Choose from 40 weekly options across 8 dietary preferences like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, and Keto. Eat smarter at factormeals.com/listen50 and use code LISTEN50 for 50% off plus free shipping on your first box. Factormeals.com/listen50. Code LISTEN50.
We got to get to USA football legend, the Tom Brady of women's flag football, Vanita Crouch. Vanita, how are you doing?
I'm doing great. Thank you for having me.
Of course. Thank you so much for joining us. First, I just want to congratulate you on making the 2025 Women's National Team. Didn't really think it was in doubt, if we're being honest. Again, when you have the nickname or the moniker of being the Tom Brady of women's flag football, seems like it's something that's kind of a guarantee at this point. But again, with only 12 people really making that true roster, it's still a really big deal. So congratulations.
No, thank you for that. And it is a really big deal. And honestly, any given Sunday, so nothing's promised, so I'm definitely fighting for my roster spot every time we try out.
Awesome, for sure. As we get into the season here, you're looking to compete in the flag football championships coming up in September, but in a few years, the Olympics are coming to the U.S. They're going to be in L.A., and flag football is going to be a part of the Olympics. How do you feel about that? Is this something that you're a little bit nervous about, or is this, like you said, any given Sunday, something that is just another goal that you're just looking to attack and achieve along with what you've already achieved in the sport?
Well, I'm super excited for the announcement of it being in the Olympics. I'm excited for the sport. I'm excited for USA football and for all of us, both, you know, NFL players and I would say regular people, and even though we're not regular to a degree, to have that opportunity to live out a dream and represent the country and obtain a gold medal. So it's definitely super exciting. Like I said before, no roster spot for anybody's guaranteed, both the men and women's side. So USA football is going to do its best to, you know, roster the best athletes for our country to win that gold and put us in the best position.
Vanita, this is Jack. I have a question. My sister is in her late 20s. She was a D1 athlete. Do you find what sports translate best to flag football, in your opinion?
In my opinion, the sports that translate the best to flag football, I would say a lot of us come from the basketball world with the quick movements, quick burst, eye-hand coordination, court vision. Myself, I played basketball at SMU as a point guard, and it definitely helped translate into being a quarterback and court vision and leadership and play setups. I mean, it's like a game of chess, but I wouldn't say basketball is the only sport, because I know a lot of people come from the softball world. I have a lot of teammates that I play with USA football, or just growing up, because I started flag football in my 20s, who came from soccer. So it's transferable from a lot of sports, but to answer your question, I'd probably vote basketball.
Talking with Vanita Crouch, USA football flag football legend. You can follow her on Instagram at Vanita Crouch 4. When looking at the rules of flag football compared to tackle football or the traditional American football, how does it differ most in your mind? And what aspects of other sports like basketball, like soccer, softball, do you think translate the best into flag football versus how it would in tackle football?
Well, I mean, definitely in soccer football, we all know you can hold in, and there's going to be a lot of contact. So in flag football, that's definitely not the case. I mean, every sport has its degree of contact regardless, but it's not meant to be. But there's going to be a little bit of, you know, rough flag pulling or making a break on a ball and kind of bumping somebody. But it's not intentional. It's just an athlete going for a ball and making a play. So, I don't know. Again, I would say it would be relatable to close to a basketball-style contact, a soccer-style contact, where there's not really meant to be major contact, but there's going to be some body presses or pushing up against another player. Like when a post player posts up a basketball, I mean, another athlete, it's like you're kind of making contact. They try to swim around and knock the ball down. So in route running and trying to get open and trying to get around to pull a flag, there's definitely going to be degrees of contact. I mean, so the biggest difference is obviously going to be a tackle player getting to tackle and stiff arm somebody to get open and get yak yards, whereas a flag football player, we can't stiff arm, we can't flag guard. You're just going to have to be elusive with quick bursts and moves to get those extra yak yards after catch.
So, Vanita, for those who don't know, you are 33-1. What? What gets you motivated at this point?
Everything to represent my country at the highest level, to play for my teammates, my sisters, to make my coaches proud, to represent my family, my students. I'm a teacher. So to be an Asian American athlete and just represent my country in that way, I mean, I know it's different from representing the red, white, and blue in terms of I am honored to represent America, but I'm also very, very honored and proud to be able to represent Asian American athletes breaking barriers. So I think all those off-field things kind of keep me motivated. I know I'm inspiring another generation. I know playing the sport itself for me, typically a man's sport growing up, is very empowering to throw a bomb touchdown or to hit a throw in a tight window or to make somebody miss my flag and see them fall diving for it or something. It's just so empowering to do this sport, and that's why I love it so much because it's so inclusive. So, yeah, that's what motivates me is just all the little things.
Vanita, I know you're a Dallas Cowboys fan, and we won't hold that against you, but I watched your highlight tape. You can be the second string quarterback on the Packers anytime. You throw dimes all over the field. I loved your highlight tape.
I mean, I got to announce the draft in Wisconsin, so I definitely know the go, back, go. and the booze I got when I made my draft.
Oh, no, no. They should have been nicer.
In all honesty, I do love my boys, but I just love good football. I love good competition and good athletes, like good matchups. So I do represent the boys for sure, but I have respect for just the sport and its athletes, period.
Talking with Vanita Crouch, women's flag football legend with USA Football. You can follow her on Instagram at VanitaCrouch4. So talking about the NFL here, I want to get into this decision that the NFL owners made to allow their players to play in the 2028 Olympics in LA with flag football. What are just your initial reactions to that decision, not only just personally, but representing USA Football as well?
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Optimize your nutrition this year with Factor, America's number one ready-to-eat meal service. Factor's fresh, never frozen meals are dietitian approved, ready to eat in just 2 minutes. Choose from 40 weekly options across 8 dietary preferences like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, and Keto. Eat smarter at factormeals.com/listen50 and use code LISTEN50 for 50% off plus free shipping on your first box. Factormeals.com/listen50, code LISTEN50.
In all honesty, I know there's a lot of chatter about it, but for me, I love it. I think you bring the most elite athletes, both NFL and non-NFL, and it just creates a larger pool for USA Football to select. So, I mean, a baller's a baller, an athlete's an athlete. So I love it. I don't care where they come from. I don't care what they represent. If you're the best in the country to represent the red, white, and blue and get us that gold medal, I think more power to our country and USA Football to have the best selection of athletes they can pull.
What has, if from what you've seen, been the reaction from the men's side of things? Because obviously this decision impacts them a little bit more just directly with the rosters and the way that they're going to set up these rosters. What are you hearing from guys over there?
Well, from the men's side, I love the boys, and they are the best in the world. And our focus right now is 2025 and not 2028. Right. But you can't help but to hear the noise and the talk. So I know they feel some type of way about it, and I understand and I respect it and I agree. But I just have the one side of me that kind of says nobody's entitled to a roster spot regardless of your resume of what you walked or grew up in. Like, I hear a lot of people like, well, the flag football boys been doing this. They should be playing it. They should represent. And in my mind, I'm like, yeah, totally. I get it. And they should. But I also think the NFL players have probably played flag football growing up as well, being that they're maybe genetically bigger, faster, stronger, are able to play at the elite level of the NFL. So why do we say one's more entitled than another? I disagree with the word entitled. What I do agree with is you choose the best athletes, the best elite ones to represent the country. And as long as they respect USA Football and the governing body to give the process of what a tryout is and what you have to attend, what you have to do, what you have to be seen, get the invite, I say if you respect the process, I'm all for anybody making it. So I know the boys have their feelings about it, and I am very protective of my boys in USA Football. But I just think whoever's the best who goes through the process and respects USA Football's governing body process of selection, I think that's the right way to do it.
It sounds like everyone at US Flag Football is ready to compete. And that's what we want to hear going into Olympics and the championships.
I'm gonna make one small correction. We are called USA Football.
Oh, sorry, USA.
No, it's okay. There's confusion out there with some people not knowing which one is the governing body. It's USA Football.
Thanks so much.
So, Vanita, I have one more question for you here. With the championships coming up, with the Olympics coming up in 2028. What are you most excited for with the growth of USA Football and flag football, just not only in the U.S., but across the globe? And what things are you excited to see with that upcoming growth of the sport?
I'm just excited to see how many people are talking about it in the media, in the NFL, around the country. I mean, I started playing for USA Football in 2016, and my first time playing was maybe 8 to 10 countries playing, and each world championships I've competed in, more and more countries are entering both the men and women's side. So I'm just most excited to see the sport continuously grow. People have the opportunity to play at all levels, both old and young and men and women. To just see the excitement on little boys and little girls' faces of like how, I mean, I know it feels weird to say, but how empowered they feel that they're doing things that, you just got head top, and a little girl can head top another player, another little boy. So it's just the way it's so inclusive and so empowering. I'm just excited to see the opportunities that people are getting now. Opportunities I didn't get growing up. You see it in Super Bowl commercials. You see myself coaching in the Pro Bowl NFL flag game. So it's just like the opportunities we're getting, the visibility. I mean, it's just an exciting time, and it's just going to only get bigger. As look at today, I'm on a radio interview with you guys. It's just going to keep growing more and more the closer and closer we get to the Olympics. So I'm excited for the opportunities that are going to happen for everybody on and off the field.
Vanita, you're talking about opportunities. I've read recently, you know, high school programs for women and this sport. Do you see kind of with like an NIL that eventually women could have NIL deals with flag at college level?
Absolutely. It's already happening. It's not eventually, it's already happening.
That's
I know players who are NIL signed with headgears. I know players who have a small deal signed with Nike and Under Armour and Powerade and not Powerade, Gatorade. So NIL deals are happening there. I'm represented by Athletes First, who represents Aaron Rodgers and Micah Parsons and some really big names. So the opportunities are definitely there. People are signing girls. We're getting deals and getting seen, and it's only going to get more more available for everyone to be able to match it with something that they connect with, you know?
For sure. Vanita, thank you so much for coming on. It really was truly an honor to talk with you and learn more about this sport and what to expect from it. I wish you the best of luck this fall, and go and get them. Make it a very, very much bigger record than just 33-1. I'm excited.
I appreciate it. Thanks for having me.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere,
applications that vanish into thin air.
What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Hey, everyone. Summer is just around the corner, and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high-quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.